Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Following the private meeting between Pope Francis and Kim Davis on the afternoon of September 24 at the Vatican Embassy in Washington, D.C., the Pope was asked a specific question after he concluded his visit in Washington, D.C., New York City, and Philadelphia. And this was a question that was presented to him by the press that followed the Pope throughout his entire time on the papal plane. And this particular question, we have now learned from a reporter that I spoke to in Rome, was a question that was agreed upon by all of the media. In fact, all the questions that were presented to the Pope were collective questions that the media that was on the papal plane that followed with the Pope during his visit had drafted and collectively agreed upon. So this was not just some general press conference. This was a collectively agreed upon series of questions. We're going to be talking about one of them that's very relevant to Kim Davis and conscientious objection. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, the visit with Kim Davis and Pope Francis was a private meeting on the afternoon of September 24. After that, after he finished his meetings and his visits here in the United States, a specific question or series of questions were asked, and one of those questions is very relevant to the issue of Kim Davis.
Well, yeah, Terry Moran of ABC News, and I'm going to narrow it down. He said, "Holy Father, do you also support those individuals, including government officials, who say they cannot in good conscience, their own personal conscience, abide by some laws or discharge their duties of government officials, for example, in issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples?" The Pope answered, yes. He said, "The conscientious objection is a right that is part of every human right." And then Terry Moran said, "Would that include government officials as well?" Pope Francis reiterated, "It is a human right, and if a government official is a human person, he has that right. It is a human right."
Yeah, you can't get any clearer than that. A governmental official who objects to issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, should that person have a right to conscientious objection and refuse or be exempted from doing so? And the answer unequivocally in these two questions is yes. Now, that question in one form or another, whether or not Kim Davis should have the right of conscientious objection because of her deeply held religious convictions to not issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, was a question that was asked of every presidential candidate, particularly during the Republican national debate. Both of those before and later debates of all of those Republican candidates received that question, and they responded to it. And also, one of the contestants for Miss America received that question. Everyone knows that that is a question that has been on the front pages of every major newspaper. It has been on the ticker tapes of every major television network and cable. The picture of Kim Davis coming out of jail because she was there for refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses went around the world. It's been part of radio commentators and op-eds all over the place, and that is a very, very universal, recognized question related to Kim Davis. In fact, Kim Davis is so well-known because of this. As I walked through LaGuardia Airports and Washington, D.C. airports on the 23rd of September with her, and as she went through, in addition, Lexington and Philadelphia airports, people recognized her, came up to her, gave her a thumbs up, said thank you for your courage. They said thank you for your courage. In fact, a police officer in Washington, D.C. came up on a Segway as we had gotten off the plane and approached us and stopped. And he says, "I know you. I know who you are. You're Kim Davis." And he said, thank you for your courage. And then he said, I wish I had the kind of courage you have. This is from a police officer to Kim Davis. So she was well recognized. So that question that was propounded by the media was a question that arose out of the situation of Kim Davis. And by the way, ABC, Terry Moran. Now, I did not know who Terry Moran was, and I still have never met Terry Moran. But it may be that ABC asked the question because the week before, the previous Monday, is when ABC's Good Morning America and ABC Evening News did an interview with Kim Davis that aired on Tuesday of that week. So it was a question that was relevant, well-known, and no one can dispute that that question was about a situation involving Kim Davis, even though it didn't mention her name. And so that was a question that the Pope answered, and the answer is unequivocal. Yes, governmental officials who refuse to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples should have a human right because it is a universal right that our Creator has endowed within each human being.
Yeah, well, the short answer for that, Matt, is Pope Francis supports Kim Davis. Headline, breaking news. They don't like that that's reality. They don't like that that's true. But Kim Davis, in her unwavering, conscientious objection to issuing so-called same-sex marriage licenses, is so well known, in fact, that the facts are that the Pope, the very Pope Francis, the Pope of the Catholic Church, the Vatican, and his top official in the United States, his top the nuncio, reached out unsolicited to Kim Davis, to you, to arrange a private meeting with the Pope. It was represented to Liberty Counsel that the Pope himself is requesting this. Everybody on that plane knew he was talking about Kim Davis. The Pope knew he was talking about Kim Davis. Nobody who wishes to remain credible would deny that he was talking about Kim Davis. So there is no question that despite the fact that the Vatican has taken a bludgeoning by leftists over this and kind of equivocated a little bit with an ambiguous statement, the reality is that Pope Francis supports Kim Davis.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And in his private meeting, those words, I want to thank you for your courage and stay strong, also are support for her right to conscientious objection, a right that the Pope believes everyone has, including governmental officials, because it is a human right. And it doesn't come or go based upon your employment. It is a universal human right. If you're a human, then you have that right of conscientious objection. And it doesn't matter whether you're high or low, whether you're in private or public employment, it is a human right, and it goes with you wherever you are. So that's pretty clear. You know, the fact of the matter is the synod within the Catholic Church began the Monday after the visit, began in October, and the visit was September 24. But it began on a Monday in October. The interesting thing is that the Sunday before the Synod, which is on the family, marriage in the family, the universal scripture that was read in every Catholic church around the world, a scripture that is ultimately in a three-year cycle, these things are prepared 3 years in advance, was from Genesis chapter 2. And what's that? It is not good for man to be alone, and it's the place where God created Eve. And it ends with the verse that says, for this reason, a man and a woman shall come together, and the two shall become one flesh. It is the picture of marriage. I'm sure that that made some of the people that don't like the issue of marriage as the union of a man and a woman, I'm sure that made them go nuts as well. But the reality is what the reality is. The meeting and the statements are unequivocal support for Kim Davis and her right of conscientious objection. Why? Because it's not just a right of Kim Davis. It is a universal right. And that message from the Pope is loud and clear. That message from all of us should be loud and clear. For more information, you can visit lc.org. That's lc.org. You know, the right of conscientious objection is the reason why the United States was created. Our ancestors fled persecution where their religious freedom was not respected, where the right of conscience was trampled. And why did we come here? For religious freedom. Not just to be able to worship within our churches and then go outside of the church door and face the opposition to our conscience, but so that we, whether we're inside the sanctuary or out in the public square, have the right of conscience, have the right of religious freedom, that our deeply held religious freedom will be respected. That's America. That's a universal human right by virtue of our Creator. It's an inalienable right. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.